Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's not every day that we build a new industry from scratch, but that's exactly what we're doing with offshore wind in the U.S. Besides providing clean electricity, people hope offshore wind can create thousands of construction and manufacturing jobs and help fix inequalities in America's energy system. In the first installment of our series with E&E News, Power Shift, WBUR's Miriam Wasser looks at the promise of offshore wind and whether the industry can create the kind of jobs its supporters say it can.
For decades, environmentalists and some politicians have been saying that the clean energy revolution means jobs. Lots and lots of jobs. Problem is, not all green jobs are good ones. Workers in onshore wind and solar tend to make less than those in coal, natural gas, and oil. That's why a lot of labor unions have been skeptical of green energy.
Creating jobs by itself is not the solution. The jobs have to be good jobs, and the people who need them have to be the ones who get them.
John Grossman is a union leader in Massachusetts.
That can be done, but simply saying that clean energy creates jobs is not enough.
For many, offshore wind is an opportunity to prove that fighting climate change is good for the economy and average people. And for some workers, that future begins at the bottom of an 18-foot ladder inside the Massachusetts Maritime Academy.
First thing we're going to do is just get familiar with the ladders.
About 24 muscular men, many with scruffy beards, wear safety harnesses and hard hats. One of them is Billy Veets, a 35-year-old iron worker from Roxbury with a big Irish cross tattoo on his neck. An instructor shows him and the other students how to use ropes and carabiners to stop a fall.
This goes up, up, and up, right? Up, down, take it off. Okay, right.
Veets and other union workers from across New England are here to get certified for a job building the country's first large offshore wind project, Vineyard Wind. Offshore construction won't begin until next summer, but Veets is already picturing himself out at sea.
I'm trying to get onto this project here because it's something that's always interested me. I'm excited about doing it. I'd like to be a part of something that's going to be good for the environment.
He's felt guilty ever since he and a work buddy took jobs on a controversial natural gas project just south of Boston a couple years ago.
We knew it was bad for the environment, but the project was happening, with or without our feelings about it. And we've told each other this is going to make up for that.
President Biden's plan to tackle climate change could help Veets do that. By the end of the decade, Biden wants the country to install thousands of turbines capable of generating 30 gigawatts of power. That'd be like moving all of New England's power plants into the ocean. The White House says meeting this goal could slash carbon dioxide emissions while creating 77,000 jobs. But left to its own devices, the free market will create low-paying jobs, says Carol Zabin. She leads the Green Economy Program at the University of California's Berkeley Labor Center.
I think it's important to think of this as an industrial planning opportunity, which is sort of unheard of in the U.S. We don't plan. We're a market economy. We let the chips fall where they are and try to clean up messes.
Zabin says offshore wind represents a chance to approach things differently. States and the federal government can invest in training programs, like the one Veets is taking. And states can sign contracts with wind developers who promise economic development. Susanna Hatch is with the Environmental League of Massachusetts. Advocates like her say it's not enough for offshore wind jobs to pay well. People of color and from other underrepresented groups need to be able to get them too.
You can't just say like, oh yeah, we're going to do this. It takes a lot of hard work because a lot of this inequity is just baked in to our society and it's going to take a lot of work to undo it.
One powerful tool, project labor agreements. Earlier this summer, Vineyard Wind guaranteed that at least half of the 1,000 construction jobs for its project will go to union workers like Veets. And of those jobs, 20% are reserved for people of color. Hatch says agreements like this are important, but points out that most of the jobs in offshore wind won't be like Billy Veets's. They'll be in what's called the supply chain, the onshore factories and suppliers that produce the 8,000 components needed to build a single turbine. The supply chain doesn't really exist yet in the U.S., so states and wind developers have a unique opportunity to address racial equity from the start.
Hello, my name is Dana Ribeiro. I live in the beautiful city of New Bedford, Massachusetts, where I work for Vineyard Wind.
Ribeiro is a former city councilor and the type of person who enjoys going door-to-door to talk to people about everything from education to offshore wind. New Bedford has long attracted immigrants to work in the fishing industry, but that industry isn't what it once was. and today about 20% of residents live below the poverty line. Ribera's top priority is making sure people know about job opportunities in the wind industry, and that means meeting them where they are.
When we have events, I'm always very mindful of things like childcare. We have a lot of young mothers here. So if you want to invite them to, like, hear about the opportunities, you have to make sure there's childcare.
She's also been doing a lot of outreach to young people, like having a pizza lunch over Zoom with girls in an after-school program. As a Black woman, she says she's trying to inspire the next generation and show that there's a place for them in the offshore wind industry.
There hasn't been a new industry in New Bedford for quite some time. Our poverty levels are pretty staggering, you know? So for me, it's about helping people keep their dignity. And part of dignity is being able to have a dream and pursue your dream.
Back at the Mass Maritime Academy, Billy Veets watches some of his fellow union members practice rescuing an injured worker. Using ropes and pulleys, they slowly lower him down the ladder.
Coming down. Coming down. 8 feet to go.
Veets is next in line to try the rescue. As he waits, holding his hard hat, he says he wants a job with Vineyard Wind because of his 2-year-old son.
I'd like to be able to tell my son in the future that I was a part of doing something that helped reduce carbon emissions and just kind of be a part of this whole new industry.
He says he can imagine a day where he and his family are flying out of Logan Airport in Boston. The plane heads south, passing Nantucket Sound and Martha's Vineyard. Eventually, they see the giant turbines rising up out of the ocean. "See those turbines?" he'll tell his son. "Your dad helped build them. Your dad helped build a new industry in the U.S. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.
That story was co-reported with reporter Ben Storo of E&E News.